Intercom number 6, Liberty University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hello, and welcome to the Osteopod. In this Intercom episode, I interview Nathan Holt, a first-year medical student at Liberty University, which is located in Lynchburg, Virginia. Located about 3.5 hours outside of D.C. and along the Blue Ridge Mountains, Liberty is a fairly new school, founded in 2012, and it is a Christian-based school, just like the undergrad campuses. This is the first time on the Osteopod that we've had a first-year be a part of the interview, and so this interview was very interesting and kind of reminded me of what it was like to be in the midst of those didactic years. So I hope you find this interesting, and let's get into the interview, where Nathan will describe his journey to becoming a medical student and why he chose to go DO and why he chose to go to Liberty.
My name is Nate Holt. I'm from Mesa, Arizona. When I first started thinking about medical school, it was kind of a selfish thing for me. I just wanted to know, you know, why I was sick and why I felt the way I did. And I actually had an aunt that passed away from cancer when I was a teenager, and that was pretty formative for me. And I wanted to know why. I wanted to know what was going on. I didn't really know what happened. And so that experience, along with a lot of, I've just been a witness of a lot of kind of crazy accidents and traumas. And I've always kind of felt helpless. And so I originally started looking into medicine because I didn't want to feel helpless. I wanted to know what was going on. And I would see, you know, doctors on TV that travel the world, go to Africa. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And I thought I'd be rich. And so it was a selfish thing at first. But then in my undergrad experience, when I started looking into medicine, I realized that a career as a doctor fits my personality really well. I live to connect with people and care. I care a lot about the people that I get to know. And also one thing that surprised me is that I love to teach. And that's one thing that I realized was a big part of being a doctor, was being an educator. And so obviously I want my loved ones to be happy and healthy. And I thought that this was the best career that I could do. So that's kind of how I decided to become a doctor. I wanted to be a DO because I feel like my beliefs just align with all their philosophies, you know, that the body can have the ability to heal itself, and that our mind, body, spirit are one unit. I really liked all that. And then Liberty was kind of a surprise because I applied to so many schools, I didn't even remember what Liberty was. And so when I got the interview, I was like, I don't even know what this, I don't know anything about the school. So I like looked up all this stuff and I was like, oh, it's like a private school. It's like a Christian school. And so I went there and I interviewed, and I really liked it because it was new, but not like too young. There had been a couple graduating classes already. And just from the couple of places I interviewed, it seemed the students were a lot more happy. I only interviewed at 3 places. I interviewed at LeCom, and then I also interviewed in Indianapolis. And I just remember one student in particular came up and was just very encouraging. And he made me kind of feel like, oh, well, you know, this isn't as like horrific as people make it sound. And so that really caught my attention. And plus, like I said, the school had a lot of money, and it was like really nice. Like all the facilities were super pristine and awesome. And the admissions director was really personal. He like gave me his personal cell phone number, and he's like, call me within a week if you don't hear back. Like, so they just were really made me feel like I would be comfortable and happy there.
What is Lynchburg, Virginia like?
So the area is kind of strange because it's definitely rural Virginia. And everything around Lynchburg is just small towns kind of strung together. But Lynchburg itself, because of the school, has like a lot of money and people. And so it's kind of a built up city in the middle of nowhere. So you go from driving and there's just trees and nothing. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's Walmart and there's a movie theater and a mall. And it feels like you have everything you need, but it also still feels like a small town. I'm not used to, you know, Southern culture, but people are very like hospitable and they kind of have an accent. So it was kind of a shock, but Virginia itself is beautiful, especially if you like kind of outdoorsy stuff, because it's like 45 minutes from the Blue Ridge Mountains. So I've done a lot of really cool, just hiking and mountain biking, and there's lakes, and I'm really close to, you know, a couple national parks in DC. So it's a cool area. I really have enjoyed it.
What was interview day like?
Like I said earlier, the interview day made me feel really comfortable. Like, I think I would like to live in this place. And something that I noticed compared to other schools is that I felt like I got to meet all the important people when I was at the interview, and we had a big fancy lunch with them. Whereas the other schools, it was kind of just, I got pawned off and kind of went through a machine really quickly. So like I said, the students made life seem bearable there. And yeah, I would just went in early in the morning, and I think we just did one-on-one interviews. I don't think we did multiple mini interviews, but the people I talked to were really nice. I was surprised that it was less of a grilling session. It was more of I kind of just conversed with them for a while before they asked me their, you know, two or three serious questions. But yeah, it was kind of laid back, but it was they definitely treated us. So,
what's it like to live in Lynchburg?
So the school doesn't provide any housing. Everyone's just on their own. The majority of people just live in apartment complexes. It's very cheap to live out there. I mean, the gas and the housing is, I mean, compared to a lot of other places in the country, it's very cheap. I live in an apartment just like half a mile from the med school campus. And I pay $450 per month, but that has the utilities and everything included. It's fully furnished. I did it for the convenience. It would be cheaper. I could have found places for like in the 300 range, but I would have had to, like, you know, find two roommates and then furnish it and pay for utility. So I just did it for convenience, but it's kind of small. I'm in this 6-man apartment, and it's a very small bedroom, and not my favorite place, but it's like a college-y kind of place. So there's a ton of amenities and a pool and a huge clubhouse, which is cool. But I mean, I'm a little bit older and I'm in med school. It's kind of like a place people want to go to parties. So it's kind of loud. And so people find places, a lot of people live in townhomes, but yeah, apartment complexes is the places people go.
What is the campus like?
Yeah, so the campus is really cool. So the medical school's a part of the undergrad, just Liberty University, but we have our own building. It's up on the hill. It's separated undergrad campus, which is really cool because it's new and we're away from all the students. We're not bothered by all the undergrads. And like I said, it's a really new building, so everything's in great condition. But the thing I like most about it is that it's still connected to that undergrad campus. So we have a little student pass, and through that we can get all the amenities the undergrads have. So they have a huge, nice gym. There's like a rock wall in there that I like to go to. And what's really cool is that Liberty owns the whole mountain that the med school is on. And so like a mile or two back into the mountain, there's this lake or this pond, really. It's kind of small. But they just own it, and they have like their outdoor services there. So you can go and, as a student, rent all their stuff for free. So I like rent mountain bikes and paddle boards and kayaks. And they have like a big water slide that goes into the lake, and they have a huge clubhouse. Then you can rent camping gear. It's just cool. I really like that we have a lot of amenities. And I think since it's a Christian school, they want to provide a lot of things to the students to do so they don't get bored and just go out and, you know, party. So there's like a huge, like, they call it the Snowflex. It's like turf that you can snowboard on all year round, and it's got huge jumps and rails and stuff. That's a little adventurous for me, but it's cool. So, but yeah, the campus is cool, and it's fun to go down to the undergrad campus. They've got nice buildings, and they've got a football stadium that I've gone to once. So, overall, pretty nice.
What is the curriculum like the first 2 years?
I mean, I don't know how normal it is, but I think this is how most schools do it. They have the first year, we just rotate through like the organ system. So every 6 weeks we'll go from, you know, cardiovascular to head, neck to GI, and it'll be just learning about how things should work. And then the second year we go back through the same units and we go into the pathophysiology of all the diseases associated with that system. So I've liked that. It's pretty cool. So we have those classes every 6 weeks, but then we have classes that go all year long. So we have three classes that we have to take both years, all year long. So the first one is OMT, so osteopathic manipulative treatment. And then we have PCM, which is patient-centered medicine. And that's the class where we meet once a week with our doctor preceptor, and we go over, pulmonary exams and cardio exams and like how to drape patients. And we have our practice patients and actors come in, and that's what we do for that class. And then we have like our humanities medical ethics class, which is just like once a month, hour lecture, just participation. It's, they like to do what's called like a helix, the double helix thing, where like the material we learn in one class will show up in another class. So we keep kind of repeating the same stuff. It's just with a different system. So that's kind of cool, I guess. But we have lectures, and then we have like, they call them applications, where we like meet in groups, and we either take a quiz over like something, like some chapter we were supposed to read, or we discuss a case or several cases. It has to do with what we're learning. So
are there different types of lectures given?
So the lectures are recorded. All the lectures that have to do with that, those science classes, those 6-week units I was talking about, are recorded, and we can watch them online. So they're kind of weird because the school waits to upload them. Like, you can't, if we have a lecture all morning, we can't watch those lectures until that afternoon. And sometimes it doesn't work. So sometimes it just doesn't record the lectures. So if you don't go and that doesn't record, they're like, sorry, but like, try me here. I don't go to lectures. I just use the lecture capture, which has been nice. But there are no textbooks, which is really, really cool. Just the online library, we have access to everything. And so I don't have a single textbook, which is really cool. So all those science lectures are not required. You can go watch them online. But there's like the lectures associated with the labs for the OMT and the PCM. Those are required, and they take attendance for those. And then some of the application groups are required. So there's required things that you need to go to. The ethics lecture is required, but the science stuff we're like tested on is not.
Can you describe a typical day and a typical week?
So Monday and Tuesday, the first years just have lectures. So usually 8 to 12, unless it's like a heavy week, and they sometimes after lunch we'll have more lectures. But that's it. We just have those lectures. And Wednesday is our OMM day. So we'll have a couple lectures in the morning. Wednesday mornings, they do a convocation. So they have an hour like break where they have like a devotional kind of thing for students if you want to go. And then we have like our lab lecture. And then we go to lab from like, so we usually have lab from either 1 to 3 or 3 to 5. They split us up. And oftentimes we'll have labs doubled up. So like we'll have a lab from 1 to 3, we're doing OMM. And then from 3 to 5, we'll go do ultrasound, or we'll go to the anatomy lab. So usually those days, Wednesday and Thursday, it's like 8 to 5, you're on campus. Thursday, same thing, except for we do PCM. So at 11, we have the hour-long lecture about whatever medical application we're doing. And then from 1 to 3, we'll go with our doctor preceptor and practice the test, or practice interviewing and doing history write-ups and stuff like that. And then Friday is just a lecture day. Usually before tests, we have tests Mondays. So usually Fridays will be like a test review or practice questions, or there's like a tutoring service that goes on. So you can go into student-led tutor sessions. So, and then usually Saturdays, I meet with students in a group, and we go over like learning objectives and stuff. But so yeah, that's kind of what a week looks like.
How well is OMT taught?
I mean, it's hard to tell. I don't know how it is compared to other schools, but apparently we're pretty awesome at OMM. I don't know. Several faculty that we have like wrote the textbook, and they're like, have been like since the beginning of how OMM getting big, have been there. And since we're a Christian school, a lot of really important people turn down job offers at other DO schools to come here. So from what they tell us, we're really, really privileged. We have a professor that's like, he like won something award for osteopathic physician of the year, and his fellows say he can do magic with his hands. He's like awesome. But like, it just seems like a lot of things aren't structured very well, and they're still new and trying to figure out how curriculum's going. So a lot of us lose focus.
Are there opportunities to do research?
Yeah, there's opportunities to research, and in a lot of second years come into our class and have research things they want participants for. But I wouldn't say it's the focus of, like, it's not what our school's known for, so it's not super prestigious. It's just kind of if students want to make their own, like, residency application look good, they do it, but most people don't.
What are third and fourth year like?
So just from the, like, third years I've talked to, it seems like third year is just, we have all the required rotations that we do. So everyone does the same rotations, and I think they're month-long rotations. And they also do a 2-week OMM rotation. So they come in with our labs and they work with us. And then fourth year, so third year, they have it all set up. But fourth year, it's like on your own. It's all electives. And that's when people are doing their audition rotations. So
how does your school decide where you rotate?
I think it is a lottery. I know if you have like kids, you can like pretty much choose wherever you want to go because they're a little more family friendly. But I still feel like it's pretty random. Like, I think they do kind of pick where they like would like to go, but like from what I've heard, like it's totally like they're just no idea where they're going. They just randomly go somewhere. So I think it's more random. There might be some kind of lottery. I don't know.
Where can you rotate?
Their focus is like rural Virginia. So they try and keep everyone in like South Virginia where we are. But I know there's several states. So I think there's some in Texas. There's just those border states around Virginia. There's residencies there, but I think that's pretty much it.
Does your school have clubs?
Yeah. So most of the clubs are just interest groups for like the specialty. There's like a peds club and an emergency medicine club, and those majority of clubs, they have like a national, it's like Christian Medical Dental Association. It's mostly just specialties. I'm in an interest group. It's called Medical Outreach. And so that one is more focused on like setting students up in community involvement. So actually with that club, at the end of the first year, I'm going to go to Guatemala on like a medical mission, I guess. And so for 10 days, we're going to be in a free clinic, and it seems pretty cool. Like I just as a first year student, I'll be with a second year student. We'll just be seeing patients by ourselves. And I mean, if we like diagnose, like we'll have to go. I mean, it's like a rotation, I would assume. It's like the doctor, like you present to the doctor what you think it is, and then he'll like approves the treatment that you want. But that's like a chance that we have to practice OMM on patients. And so it's just going to be a cool experience. So I'm excited for that.
Are there support groups for families and children, as well as mental health and educational support?
Yeah, so there's a group, it's called SAA. I don't remember what it stands for, but it's the like family support group. It's not, I don't think it's really through the school, it's kind of just a club, but the wives of all the students run it. And they're really awesome. They have, every time that we have a test, there's like treats after the test, and they hosted a big Christmas party, and they'll have a movie night. So they've been like helping a lot with like trying to do fun things. The school does have like a student services department that does things like that too. But as for like mental health, the first year the school was open, actually, they had a student that committed suicide. And so they've been really big on making it like mental health services available. I mean, we have academic counselors, but I think through the undergrad, like the main campus, I think there's some counselors there, and they've paid for like, there's like a phone service you can call at any time. And like, if you want a real like mean person, they've paid for like the like first five things before your insurance takes over. So they do care about that, and they try and make it available, but it's still sometimes kind of unclear like where you can go. And so it's still kind of hard to get that stuff started, but it's definitely there. And I thought that was really cool, and I appreciate that.
Are there extracurricular and service opportunities?
Yeah. Through the clubs, there's service opportunities. Like, I did a service project with my medical outreach group once. The only thing that's like sponsored by the school is every like month or so we have what they call a compass group. And that's like, it's a small group of students, and they meet with one doctor for an hour during lunch. And it's supposed to be like a cultural emphasis thing. Every year we do a service project together. So it's nice, I guess, to talk about like non-medical related things with the doctor, but it feels like, since it's a religious school, they kind of like use that to like, I mean, they're not like pushing like their religion on us, but we talk about like religious themes in medicine. And so it seems, there is opportunities for service there, but that's really the only thing through the medical school. I mean, if you want to do any extracurriculars, I was on like a intramural soccer team, but that's through the main campus. So there's not too much like extracurriculars like that. It's just that one, that compass group we have that we do service with every year.
What's it like being at a Christian school? And could you give some perspective on what it would be like for someone that is not Christian?
Yeah, so it's been interesting. I mean, I knew after the interview that it was going to be somewhat similar to going to BYU. I mean, they have devotionals, and it's in during class, the teachers aren't afraid to bring up, their beliefs and what they think, how religion ties into science. And I don't mind that, and I appreciate that. I think that's pretty cool to not be like, have it so separate. And oh, if you're either a Christian or you are a scientist, you can't be both. So I appreciate that aspect of it. The medical school itself is actually pretty diverse. They have, I mean, I don't know if it's like a quota, but they're like pretty, there's Muslim students and there's non-Christians and there's Catholics and there's people from other countries. And so we're like pretty split, like male and female, all different kind of races and ethnicities. So it's not bad at the medical school. On the undergrad campus, it's a lot more like we're Christians, and if you're not a Christian, you kind of feel ousted. I mean, I've never had someone like attack me or anything in my beliefs, but yeah, it definitely feels like you're either a non-denominational Christian or like you don't like fit in as well a little bit. I mean, I'm a member of the church, and we're a Christian, but we're not that non-denominational Southern Baptist kind of thing, and so people kind of think that's strange and kind of ask kind of weird questions. So it's different, and I think there's some bias, but it's not terrible. It's not, no one's oppressed or anything. It's not, and it's really not a big deal. Like they have the convocations once a week, but, and then our compass group, but that's, I haven't like felt I like isolated or anything really.
Are there any challenges your school is facing?
I think there's been four graduating classes, so a lot of the newness is kind of faded, but they're still trying to figure out how to be, reputable, and they want to, be a top tier school that's competitive. And so as of this year, the way that they phrase it is that we finally look like other med schools, and like our scores in like diversity and in like residency placement. So I think that for the four classes that graduated, three or one of them like was above the national pass rate, but the other three were a couple percentages below. Like if the pass rate was like 92, we were like 90 or like 89. So we're kind of just in the middle ground right now. That's kind of been a challenge. There's been, since now that everyone's kind of set in stone, there's been some kind of weird things going on with administration. Like a lot of big people are leaving, and we have this, my opinion of the biggest struggle of the school is that we have this department called medical education, and they're like the middleman between the students and the professors. So like all communication has to go through them. They proctor exams. Like the grades are controlled not by the professors. They don't have any control of that. It's all through Med Ed. And so it's just kind of inefficient to get an email. Oh, your professor said this. And it's like, well, the professor could have just told me that. Or I'll go to Med Ed and say, hey, the professor said they're going to send this email out or this PowerPoint out with the answers. And they're like, oh, well, we don't know anything about that. So it's like, they're in control of being unexcused absences. And it's just, they are the ones that have the post-test reviews, like, not post-test, sorry, like tutoring. So they set up like tutoring. But speaking of post-test reviews, that is one thing that they have that bothers me. They don't let us like know what we got wrong on the tests, which I think is not helpful. The only other thing is that their lecture capture is kind of glitchy.
In your opinion, is there anything that could be improved about the school?
The only thing that can be improved, I think, is that I don't know if this is just this school, I'm sure it's all schools, but it's kind of like when you work there, it's kind of a who you know thing. Because there's a lot of faculty that are, older and should just retire. And so I think the teaching could definitely improve there, because there are certain subjects like it makes it hard to learn. So my biggest complaint for med school, and I don't know if it's this school or just med school in general, is that I feel like you have to rely on your own so much. Like the school has tons of resources, but it's like if I just in my undergrad taken the MCAT based on my prereq classes, I would have failed. Like I had to take this course, and like it's going to be the same thing again.
Any final pieces of advice for prospective med students?
My advice to kind of like anytime I meet a pre-med student is that unless you can find like something else that will make you happy, unless like this is the only thing for you, like do not go to med school, because it's not harder than you'd assume, but it's more overwhelming than you'd think. And it's not worth it unless you like feel like this is your calling in life. And so my advice would just be like, make sure it's what you want to do. And then for students that are already, you know, in, and if that's my big advice would be just to find support, find a group, find a network. Cause it's just too like overwhelming and lonely. Like you got to have like your people and you got to force yourself to have a life with those people.
And there you have it. That was Nathan Holt, a first year from Liberty University College of Osteopathic Medicine. I really liked his advice there at the end. He talks about how it's really important for you to decide as a prospective medical student if medicine is right for you. Looking back the first 2 years of medical school, and I'm pretty sure that this applies to any school that you go to, whether it is DO or MD or any kind of DO school, but it is rigorous and it is really tough to get through all the tests and the exams, and it's a steep learning curve, not to mention the amount of money that you're paying to be there. So it's a big decision, and you really want to know if it's right for you. The best way to do that, would be to shadow physicians, get to really know what they do, get their experience and their take on things since they've been through the whole journey, and just talk to the professionals, talk to counselors, and find out if that is the right profession for you, the right personality fit as well. I'll tell you that I chose to go to DO school, or to go to med school in general, because I felt like the flexibility in career options for me were well worth it as well. You don't do it for the money necessarily. You don't do it for the fame and grandeur, things like that. If you're doing it for those reasons, I don't think it's quite worth it. But if you are there to be compassionate and to really help people, just like Nathan developed this characteristic of his, and if you're there because you really enjoy medicine, either because of the people or because of the science behind it, then you'll fit right in and you'll be just fine. Anyway, I digress. Those are some of my thoughts from this interview. I'm really glad for the opportunity to talk to Nathan once again for being a first year and reminding me what it was like being in the trenches of medical school. If you like this podcast, please share it with those friends and colleagues that might be interested in medical school and might be interested in a DO school as well. You can reach out to me if you have any questions or suggestions for this show at my email at theosteopod@gmail.com. You can also follow me at Twitter. And with that, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.